This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Many Denver businesses are boarding up in case of unrest on election night. Denver will be using its Emergency Operations Center and Public Safety Command Post for an election for the first time. Authorities say they're hoping for peaceful protests, but are also prepared if violence does break out. All evacuations have been lifted for the Cameron Peak fire, and most of the evacuated areas for the East Troublesome fire are now open. Both fires are still smoldering with little chance of flaring up. Officials say some areas are still not safe as utility crews work to restore service. Last week's snowstorm and cold snap dampened fire activity in Grand and Larimer counties in northern Colorado. The Denver Art Museum is reducing admission to its new show featuring Frida Kahlo, Diego Rivera, and Mexican modernism.
COVID-19 regulations in the city have forced institutions like the museum to reduce capacity from 50 to 25%. In an email, the museum says current ticket holders can reschedule, keep their reservation, or get a refund. More time tickets will go on sale on November 23rd, but the exhibit will run through January 24th as planned.
CPR Arts reporter Monica Castillo. 74 degrees with lots of sunshine in the Denver area, 59 sunny for Vail, 41 and sunny in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.